All right, the machine is on. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, sir.
Good to be with you all, and as always, we start with a, well, let me do this, call the meeting order at, what are we, 5:35 p.m. And with that, let us start with a moment of silence. Thank you, everyone. The agenda was actually submitted with the minutes on the 16th. Do I have any additions or corrections? And let me note that I did send out a revised agenda for you all, and I included the proposed FY19 budget. That is an add to this current, the previous budget. That was an add. And then the board commitment form review was an add. So we do have a revised agenda. And as always, items may not be considered in sequence. This agenda is subject to change. Here's me include addition or deletion of items, including executive sessions. Do I have an approval of the revised agenda as submitted?
Motion.
All right, we got a motion. Do I have a second? I got a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, we have a approved revised agenda in front of us. Wonderful. Dave is with us again. Wasn't sure if the PSO was going to make it. I was told Lori was going to have the PSO with us, but they are not. With that, let's go straight to the minutes. They, too, have been submitted and are out there for all y'all review. Do I have any, and these are the April 24th minutes, do I have any additions, corrections, and changes to the agenda? Yes, thank you. Commandant's report, you'll note, second paragraph, SMI reviewed the schedule of events coming, including summer camp June, seniors last day will be 18 May, and graduation will be 31 May. Thank you. Hey, Wade.
How you doing, guys?
All right. Any other additions, corrections to the minutes? Seeing none, motion to accept minutes.
Motion.
We have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you, guys. Okay, move along. Now, I think what we'll do is, thanks. Okay, Sherry just texted in, she is out. All right, public comment. We do actually have, well, we have a member of the public at least at the moment. Reggie, how are you?
Good.
Do you have any comments to make as a member of the public?
Nothing at this time.
All right, wonderful. As members of the board, I have sent his CV around for your consideration, and we'll talk about that between two meetings. But Reg, I think your first meeting will be our June. And love to have you there, assuming we don't scare you off, I say something stupid, or there's some other reason that you've decided these people are crazy. All right, public comment is closed.
Can I make a comment?
You're not part of the public.
I'm not?
No.
He's not?
No. Technically, you are an employee of the and consultant of the board.
You sign a sweep for the graduation.
Yeah. Where am I signing? That one. Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Treasurer's report. Tell you what we'll do is we'll do treasurer's report. Then we'll do Commandant's report, and then we'll come back to finance. If Woody, if that's all right, we're going to let the Colonel rock and roll. But so let's do Treasurer's report Jim.
All right, spreadsheet document, which is the first one here, kind of runs through the piece. The starting balance at the beginning of April was $115,600.09 split between the checking account of 9571 and savings account 106028, if I can read my writing. We moved 10 grand from the checking from the savings account over to the checking account, and the donation from the former board member was also deposited.
Our summer camps kick off in August. So we did that. We did do a certainly well knows, but last Saturday we had a campus cleanup day. Went really well.
It did.
We talked about here for 6 hours or so, and a lot of progress made on the campus, and it went very, very well. So. Any questions, ladies and gentlemen? That's all
right. On instructors.
Yes.
The major, if he comes aboard, really is only replacing one we've lost. And shouldn't we be plussing up not one, but two? Another one?
One more, if we can. And it's just tight. I expect the traffic and noise to start picking up about this time of year through June, because that's kind of when the year
retirees
are turning,
yep.
People. So we've had a couple of nibbles from out there, but you know, I don't go at them very aggressively unless I like them, and then there've been a couple I just quietly said no to.
Yep.
You know, been out of the business for too long. Never been in the business, and they're looking for something different. And I'm thinking, you don't know now. If your heart's not, if you're just looking for a job, this isn't the place.
No.
But then there are a couple guys like that out there. So, but yes, if we get the major, one additional would be optimal.
Yep.
Can I do next year with just him? Yes.
Okay. Cool. All right. Any questions from the board, guys, for the colonel? Nope. All right, anything else you want to throw in, Bob?
Sir, not present, no.
Okay. Very well. All right, man. I think that's it. Very well.
Oh, I will just add one comment of humor. I like Morrell a whole lot more than yours. I mean, I'm sitting in Pat's office while he's
gone. Oh! All right. I'm thinking, yes.
A lot more fun over there.
Yes, of course it is. Absolutely. I can understand. I can understand that. All right. Very well. Comments report completed. We are now, my friend Woody, to you on finance report.
Yes. You guys have the attachments already. I'm just going to read down a narrative. We had the CBOC meeting last Thursday at 1 p.m. Off narrative. Month ending April is 83.33% through FY18. These financial reports are based on an updated approved budget. So revenues, looking at the web report, revenues, state appropriations are $3,442,094. Other state funds include state funds carryover from FY17, homeless transportation, CIP grant, FY18 at account tab, FY18 Tech Block, and FY18 Educational Sustainment Fund Grant. Local funds from school districts are $874,725. Included in this number is the FY18 Christiana School District Settlement Funds. The fundraising appropriation has $125,000 from the Longwood Foundation. The only revenue remaining to be received over the last 2 months, May and June, are cafeteria parent lunch payments, athletics, spring participation fees, and also we had a spring sports athletic fundraiser. We sold discount cards.
How'd that work out?
It went okay. We only raised $2,000, but that's more than we had, though. So,
yep.
And interest on local deposits with revenue in that.
All right, wait. When I'm looking at the web report, Woody, I see local funds at $10,336 remaining. Is that all part of the cafeteria athletics? Is that where that number
yes,
is?
Exactly.
Okay. So it's 10,336.
And then under federal, you see the 59,118.
Yep.
That's not remaining. We already have that. We already used that. We say we have it once we use it, but we already have that already in the account.
Right.
Federal funds. Any questions in regards to revenue?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Two more teachers. All right. Anything else that is on the FY19 proposed budget Is there anything out of line that's jumping that you really juiced because you think we're going to have a big problem? I mean, I looked at state pension piece going up, what is that, 21%?
Yeah, 21.77. I think last year it was 20 or 19%. It went up, though, yeah. State pension went up.
All right, what about...
One other OECs went up as well.
Well, what we'll end up doing...
Workers' comp, I think, went up some.
Is that where it is?
If I recall the conversation Monday at 5, I thought workers' comp.
Well, and so did the stipends, because we've got more teachers doing meetings and sitting with potential cadets. Didn't that go up?
Yeah.
And that's going to be significant again next year.
That's included in salaries.
Okay.
But that is,
Well, isn't stipends that? I thought stipends was...
No, stipends is...
Coaching?
No, returning of the Chromebook. Somebody leaves or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The summer in commerce is that money is used to pay... Is it used to pay teachers in the summer, or it's not? It's just, it has to be reserved?
Yes, to be paid during the summer.
So, but now this budget here...
It technically carries over, though, yeah. It carries over because we get new funds. But, like, say, for example, if the school was closed June 30th, mm-hmm. we got to pay the teachers, the staff, up
Correct.
Until their last paycheck, and I think the first one in September. So we have that money available. But, technically, we start receiving the funds come July for the next fiscal year. So it carries
over. In fact, we actually get two payments. We get a... early unit count payment that shows up in, I'm going to say June, mm-hmm. and then we go to the new fiscal year and we get July. The summer encumbrance piece was brought in because of
Pencader
shut their doors end of school year and didn't have any money left over to pay all their teachers, but we do, and Mm-hmm. So we're in good shape,
right?
Because we're going to both get a June and then we get a July that covers paying our teachers, but this is held off to the side.
Right.
And the cover, actually, the 2% is a big deal. Mm-hmm. That's typically not done. All right.